Okay, we'll go ahead and get started for training school tonight, and then we'll move on. Before we get started on tonight, there are some things that that we'll be covering the next few weeks as far as Sabbath service is concerned. And I know we were dealing with divine numbers, but at the same time, there are some things we're also dealing with as far as Sions. Hadn't forgot about dealing with some things as far as that is concerned. So if y'all may lead us back to that portion of it, because we're really kind of going in and out of both, but I started to concentrate more on the divine numbers and meanings and things like that. With that understanding, or with the understanding that we have now in reference to numbers and things like that, there are just things that we'll even use as far as our project. We're working on our project now. You know, as far as our project is concerned, that means certain things, you know. We'll be kind of kind of specific and things like that, and everything will represent Yah's divine purpose as far as our campus is concerned. So we'll have those type of themes throughout and things like that. So I'm excited about that. But what I wanted to discuss on tonight. And I'm just I'm just trying to see which verse I want to start on. I'll just start at verse 1. We're going to be coming from Ephesians 4, but there are some things that we'll deal with specifically in this lesson tonight. This is why Yah has me. Us dealing with this on tonight, because there are certain things that he wants us to fully understand in reference to some things, and I just kind of be transparent with you from my perspective in some things, and then just kind of share some things from what I've seen in ministry. What I mean by in ministry, I'm just talking about amongst other ministries and things like that. And we just want to make sure that we operate in a way that we're pleasing to the Most High, Yah. I'm going to start out by saying this. Did I pray? Okay. Father, Yah, we bless you on tonight. We just thank you for just another opportunity to get into your word. We just ask you to lead and guide us in truth, as always. Give us wisdom and understanding and allow us to come away from this lesson as we have and all the ones we've dealt with a clearer and better understanding of things. We know that we're continuing to grow and adjust as you give us the wisdom of your word. And we just honor you for that. In the name of Yahushua, we do pray. Amen. All right. I just wanted to just take the time to say this because it's in harmony with this lesson. As y'all well know, we're in the renovation stages of our project, and it's doing well. It's really it has sped up, so to speak, and things are really happening fast to the point to where I'm having to have them to slow down them, because there's just some things that we wasn't quite ready to deal with at this point. Not that we didn't know what we wanted to do, but it's just that they were moving at one speed and it seemed like it went into four speed, and I don't want to go into detail why it went into four speed, just things that y'all led me to do. And so they humping. They on the second floor, and they should be completely walled probably by tomorrow, if not already. So, there's some things that we stopped because my coach is coming down Friday to to whoop him in shape some more, I think. So I just wanted to say this in reference to everybody, because I'm just thinking about everyone who is involved in one fashion or another with the project, whether that's through your support, you know, financially and you know, things that you do from every facet of where we are as far as ministry is concerned. And, you know, Elder, you know, I call him my son and stuff like that. And then, you know, Mama Coach, she's not much older than I am, but I just always look at her as a mother figure from a respect perspective. Not any other perspective but that. So, you know, that's why I call her Mama Coach, because it's a respect perspective. So, you know, what I had said to both of them in a text, and, you know, and I'm saying to the rest of you, is that I am so blessed as a pastor, you know, overseeing things, to have people around me with an excellent spirit that goes even beyond the excellence that I have in those areas of where they have excellence. And it really shows how important it is to allow people who have the talent and the skills, the gift from Yah, to do what they do, and then to have the wisdom to step out of the way and let those gifts manifest to the highest degree, and then at the same time, not feel, you know, because you have a lot of leaders who feel, well, you know, I'm the big dog, I'm the big dog. You know, you said it's gonna be green, but I'm gonna put a little orange dot in there just to say I'm in control. You know, kind of stuff, man. And you have people who are like that, whereas they feel like they have to put their fingerprint on everything in order to show that they're, you know, they're the leader, or however way you want to put it. And I got a old cliche that I always say, that anyone who has to go around trying to flaunt their leadership, or, you know, it's kind of the old saying, first walk around saying, I'm the man of the house, it's evident that they're not, you know, because they continue to have to announce it, because that's just not the reality. So I'm very comfortable with what I've been called to do, and it gives me the freedom and the liberty to, you know, allow people to do what they're able to do to the highest degree, and again, beyond what any type of skill level that I have. And so I'm just kind of be transparent and tell it on myself. I said, you know, we have some things that we had gotten from, you know, from this guy who was getting rid of some stuff, you know, some quality stuff. And so I was like, well, you know, Mama Coach, are we going to use this stuff here, and, you know, and how are we going to do it and stuff like that? And so she said, send me some pictures. So I sent her the pictures, and she's like, okay, you know, okay, Sal. And then she sent me back the pictures where she had it by, and I was like, God, dog. You know, no way close to what I was thinking, man, and the level of excellence by which that, I'm just taking the reception area, because that's what I was asking about at the time, the level of excellence of that reception area, it almost said sense, not ill, because I know it's a sense. And so the level of excellence of the reception area, since it's that way, I can imagine what the rest of the place is going to look like. And it's based upon, first of all, what Yah is doing and the level by which he want to do it, to confirm with our vision as far as that place being the remnant center, which means to excel. So if you're going to have something that means to excel, then everything that that happens, and that has to be at an excel or excellent perspective. And so, you know, just to look at that, man, and just to see some ideals, even as far as the restrooms, you know, me, I'm like, you know, man, just give me a sink and a place to go in there and, you know, be able to use it. I'm happy. And when she sent me pictures of the restroom, I was like, dang, people just going to be standing around in the restroom. Like, I don't go nowhere, man. You know, so you know, those things. And, I mean, even just meeting, listening to things, you know, that everyone who is involved with the daycare, the mindset, the level by which they want to operate, and the standard that's set, and all these different things. And I'm listening to everybody that's you know, that has a certain thing that they're dealing with, and how they're going about it, man. And that's where I say, man, I'm just, you know, I'm just in a blessed situation to have people around who, again, you know, if they're not doing anything as far as the decoration is concerned or supporting with their resources, it's like I have people who saying, I understand what y'all is doing, and we understand the vision. We're putting legs to the vision, and we want it to operate at the highest degree of the skill that we have. And from just sitting here looking at all the people that I've been getting advice from, you know, from all of the departments that we have going, it's like, man, this is going to be something. From that perspective, a question was asked me in reference to what there is a field that I'm called to do or was born to do, which is correct. When the individual brought it to my attention, the individual was correct on what was stated, and what was stated was that, okay, this place is going to be a training center for you know, preachers and leaders and different things like that. You know, it's going to be a training center for that. And so I was asked a question in reference to ministries that's going out and struggling, and you know, just struggling. And you know, we can relate to the struggle because we've had struggles. So you don't look for a struggle to determine if a person is called to do what they do or not, because we know that there's an adversary who will try, you know, his best, if y'all permit the adversary to test, you know. We know that we can experience things from that perspective. So you don't go by what a person's going through to try to determine if y'all is with them or not. But at the same time, there are things that happen to people as a result of them being out of their lane. And so when the question was asked me, I said, well, I said, the thing is, I said, everybody's wanting to be, you know, the chief, so to speak. You have a mindset of people whereby in ministry you have so many people who desire to be in the head position. And what has always amazed me is it's something I never desired. And so when I run into people that you know, kind of like chomping on the bed or whatever, in order to, you know, to be in a position of leadership over everybody else, then I start to question it, because I believe, or at least with my experience, you know, It just was not something that I want. You know, y'all chose me to do what I do. Matter of fact, when he told me what he had called me to do, I turned around and called myself rebuking him, telling him what I was called to do. You know, I called myself to play pro football. Forget what you talk about. And so it was something that I never wanted. And so what I told him was this perspective. I said, if these people would would realize that they can be just as effective being a part of something that has a leadership that's called by Yah instead of going out being in leadership by themselves and then nothing is taking place because they're in the wrong lane. Which comes full circle what I said earlier. I'm seeing excellence in areas because people are falling in line with what Yah has given them the gifts to do. And just like I don't have a problem with these people with excellent spirits to do what they do, neither do they have a problem with me as being the authority. As far as the leader or the overseer is concerned, it's like there's a harmony. And when you have harmony, you can do great things. It can be to the highest degree. And so you may have a person who is anointed to be a musician, but they want to be the pastor or bishop or apostle. You know, you got all these names nowadays. And so they're anointed to play, but because they want that other position, because it appears to me more attractive to them, then they jump in that other position and the music going lacking, and then the leadership is lacking too because that person is not gifted to do what they do. Whereas if everyone gets in what they're divinely gifted to do by Yah, the talent that Yah has given them according to their ability, then it causes the kingdom to be most effective to the highest degree. That's why I know when those doors open, and once everything is said and done, it's going to be a place where people just don't want to show up just to see it. That's what y'all is doing. But that wouldn't happen at the level where it is if we were not all, and I'm getting ahead of myself, if we were not all 50 joined to do what we do. And so what I told this individual, I said, that's the problem. I said, you got a lot of people who are going out trying to do all these things, and it's lacking the body because everybody's trying to do their own thing because everybody want to be the big dog and all this kind of stuff. I want to be the most important one. Well, you know we dealt with the scripture where Christ told the disciples, he said, okay, one of the greatest, let him become the servant of all. And so most people associate greatness with being served instead of associate greatness with saying, I'm going to take all of my excellence. I'm going to take the excellent spirit that Yah has given me, and I'm going to put that into the kingdom and cause it to manifest at the highest degree. So what my appeal in mind was looking at as far as the reception area is concerned, you know, I was like, man, I'm going to go sit down in the corner somewhere because I ain't nowhere close to a level of excellence by which Yah is doing here. And so, man, it's so a good thing that I'm over here sitting over in the corner somewhere. You know? And I have to admit, this is just between us, you know, there are people that's doing our project that is even intimidated by the excellence by which we're bringing them up to. Because what they think is outstanding, and I start showing them the photos of what the restroom was going to look like and the photos of what the reception area was going to look like and start to show other things. Okay, this is how this is going to look. This is how the daycare is going to look. And start showing all these other things. This is how the sanctuary is going to look and stuff like that. Give a general idea of some things we've discussed plus what I've been shown. It's like, man, that's going to be expensive. I said, yeah, Yah does it to the highest degree. We don't mean to have to cost us that. And as I was, you know, just sharing with my son and Mama Coach, you know, this morning, and I was like, okay, you know, my son sent me the price, or elder, you guys sent me the price of the each commode and things like that, man. And he was like, this is the price of them, and they, you know, they're expensive and stuff like that. I said, well, we just don't believe Yah. We're going to agree, and we're going to believe Yah for the level of excellence by which he put in each one of you to do what you do. We're just going to agree with what's in your heart, and Yah going to bring it all back. Well, as soon as I left the house from having that conversation, driving down the road, Yah said, exit right here and go to this place right here. Well, then they had everything that they were talking about to a certain degree. And so, you know, Mama was supposed to be down Friday, and I told him, I said, we're going to put you in a headlock, and we're going to get out of you which boy we want. You know, and the man just started laughing. But you know, I said all this to say that that's what Yah is doing with us, and he wants to set a standard and to show everyone who will see it what an excellent spirit is. That's what he's doing. That he's going to show what an excellent spirit is when people walk in our facility. He's going to show it, and we're forcing the instruction people to come up to that level of excellence that Yah has required on us, and we're saying we're not accepting that. No, we don't want that. Oh yeah, that's cute for you, but we don't want cute. We want excellence, you know. And so, you know, it's just you know, exciting to be a part of something like that, and I feel as a, you know, as the leader, so to speak. You know, we're all leaders in one fashion or another, but I feel as the overseer, I'm in a blessed position to have people who have the same heart about the things of Yah and the excellence in Yah as I do. Even when I don't have that skill to pull off what I know is excellent, then Yah have people around me that can say, this is how this is supposed to operate, and this is the way this is supposed to do, and no, we don't just want that. You know, we want to represent Yah to the highest degree. And what our father, and I know I'm just talking, I'm not giving scriptures and things like that, although I'm pulling scriptures, I'm not just not going to them. We may go to them. Our father David made a statement. He said, I will not offer anything to Yah that doesn't cost me nothing. I'm not going to just, you know, there are some people that's doing the construction for us that think a good deal is something that they found and they didn't have to spend a lot of money on. Well, I think a good deal is the photos that I've been shown today, and then we get a good deal on that. So some people think cheap is a good deal. I think excellence is a good deal, and we don't have to pay what everyone else paid for excellence. And so I grab the construction people. I said, come on, let me show y'all what the restroom is gonna look like and the reception area is gonna look like and all these things. Let me show you. And they were looking like, wow. I said, now let me remind you. They were like, that's gonna be expensive. I said, come here, let me show y'all something. Stood them outside and said, look, see that bath? I killed a bear. I'm pointing at the building. I said, I killed a bear. Let me take, look at these photos right here on my phone. I killed a lion. Now, President maybe said, what are you talking about? He killed a bear or a lion. I was letting them know I got a testimony that Yah showed up for me. And you're looking at this and you're saying, wow, that must be expensive. Well, a lion was too big for David, but David conquered it. He killed it. And so before David was going to deal with Goliath, he said, and so I was like, and everyone was like, man, you can't handle this big giant. And David started telling him his experiences and what Yah had blessed him to do beforehand. Which, look, I'll kill a bear, I'll kill a lion. You think this uncircumcised Philistine is going to be the one that's going to stop what Yah is doing? He has defied the armies of Yah. He's coming to me in his own strength, but I'm coming to him in Yah's strength. Thus they can tell you, I've been sending them myself all day pretty much because I'm saying that's y'all strength, y'all. That's what we operating in. And so we're not going by our ability. We're just using our skills, and y'all going to open up every door that's necessary for us to do exactly what we want to do at the same with that other person we call cheat. So I'm sure I say here, I need for y'all to adjust to our level of excellence and be in agreement with us, and whatever we say we want to put in there, you just agree and watch y'all bring the pass. For the same amount of money, you wouldn't brought that old rusty sink for and brought it here, think we want to put that in here. Said, man, look at him. If you think we're going to put that in our kitchen, I got people who are in the daycare area that's going to look at me and put me out of the building if I sit that up in there for them to wash dishes in there. We don't know where that sink been. You know,
demons could have been bathing in there before you brought it over here. We don't want that thing looking rusty and all this kind of stuff. But we can throw some elbow grease on it and wipe it down. No, we don't want to wipe it down. We believe Yah for excellence, and so we just going we believe Yah for new. Okay, if it's gonna be used, it'll be used as far as the box is concerned. But when we take the cover off of it, it's gonna be new because that's what we believe in Yah for, that level of excellence. And so, from that perspective, I wanted to go into Ephesians 4. If someone has something to say, you're welcome to do so. And as I move into this, okay. Now, Ephesians 4 says, I therefore, the prisoner of, Ephesians 4 and 1, say, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you are worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. Now, there are some things that we'll deal with let's look at the word worthy first. And so it says, that which becometh as godly. After a godly sort. Now, when you look at vocation, it means an invitation or calling. It also says from a shorter form of 256, so we'll just look at that, 2564, I believe. So it says a call, bid, so he's saying a nutshell. Now, I think you're warm in here. Y'all can cut that back on. You're welcome to do so because he is starting to. So he said, well, worthy of the vocation, the calling, wherewith ye are called. It says directed, so that directed or calling is something that we didn't choose. It is Yah saying, walk in the vocation whereby I bid you to walk in. Lon, you wanted to play football, but you were called by Yah or bid by Yah to do what you do. And you're only going to be effective in doing what Yah has called you to do. We can play around and have some form of success in doing other things, but our most success is walking in the vocation by which Yah has gifted us to do. And so I was sharing with a guy on the day, and he had asked me, he said, man, he said, I'm looking to make some investments and some things, stuff like that. I said, man, what you do? I said, invest in what you love. Invest in what you love to do. I said, I love what I do, and so I invest in it. I'm willing to invest all that I have in what I do because it's what I love to do. I said, so, don't just invest in anything. I said, find what you love, and then you reach out and invest in that. Put your time, put your effort, put your resources into what you love doing, and it's going to always be the avenue by which you are successful to the highest degree. And so, so that's what I was encouraging to do. So when you look at verse 1, Paul again is saying, he said, look, I beseech you. I am encouraging you. When you look at beseech, it means call for, be of good comfort, desire. I'm exhorting you. So it's an encouragement. He's saying, that's why it says hortation, okay? That's why it says hortation. And so when you look at it from that perspective, he was encouraging them, okay, walk in what Yah has gifted you to do. One of the most blessed things that you can do as individuals is to find that purpose in Yah for your life, man. Man, what I do now, man, is just, I've pretty much been up, probably 24 hours straight because I left the building about 10 o'clock last night from being up there all day, and then I really didn't go to sleep last night. I was just too excited, and I got up this morning and hit the rolling again, and I told him, I said, well, y'all, I got to go lay down before we do training school. I ain't done. I ain't laid down because Because when you walk in the vocation where which you call, it just there's an anointing that gets on you and allows you to do what you do. And you know, and I'll probably crash later on, but right now it's like, oh man, I'm just ready to go, you know. And one thing I've shared with people is that it's an amazing feeling to see what's been going on with your heart starting now to come out and get on the walls and get on the floors and you know, get in the restrooms and the reception areas and the sanctuary and the banquet halls. It's a wonderful thing to see what's in your heart and what you're passionate about manifest. There's no greater feeling than know you're walking in your vocation. You know, word of the vocation where which ye are called. And to know that to do it, I'm not only walking in it, but worthy of it. Worthy of it. And so I'm just pulling out different words. So it says, beseech you to walk worthy of it. You notice this, it says axios, which gives you an impression of ancient, appropriately, as becometh a godly sword again. And so, as you see it here, it says, with all lowliness, though, and meekness. That's what I was talking about. When we walk in what we've been born to do, there's something that should come with it. With meekness, okay? With long-suffering, forbearing one another, in love. Why? As we continue on, it says, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit. I'm not going to deal with these definitions as far as the names are concerned unless y'all lead us to come back to it. There is one body, one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. Well, we know, first of all, that points to Christ, especially when you're talking about being a prisoner of the Lord. We are called to be followers of Christ and to honor our Most High Father and God. Yeah. And so, verse 4 says, there is one body, one Spirit, as ye are called in the hope of your calling. One faith, one Lord, one baptism. One Father, and one God. There is only one God. There is no Son of. There is no Son who is God. There is no other Holy Spirit who is God. There is one God. Okay, the Son is in unity with the Father. The Spirit of Yah is in unity with the Father because He comes from the Father. Okay, it is the Ruach, the breath of Yah. So again, one Lord. One faith, one baptism, one Yah and Father of all, who is above all. Yah is the Father of all, Yah is above all, Yah is through all, and He's in us all. Okay? But every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Okay? Now we know this measure deals with, first of all, pointing to what Christ has made available through these gifts. And so we're going to look at these gifts. So as we look at verse 7 now, and I'm going to break down some of these words, it says, but unto every one of us is given grace, okay, graciousness, of manner of or act, okay? That's why, you know, pleasure, that's why favor. And that's why I make the statement that, man, you know, heck, I be dumbfounded by the stuff that I'm capable of doing myself. And I realize that it is the grace of God that allows me to do what I do and to have the understanding that I have, because, you know, I'm not able to do it on my own. It is the grace that has been bestowed upon me. It is a gift from Christ. Christ gave these gifts by the leading of the Father. And so it's just a grace that we all walk in. So all of us walk worthy of the vocation, verse 1, because we understand that all of our ability is what we have been given as gift by grace. Okay? Grace. It's, you know, all of us are talented and gifted in one facet or another, but we realize that that gift comes from a source, okay? The source, I like to say it that way. And so as we look at gift, it says gratuity, okay? Run some other reference over it, a sacrifice, gift, or offering. In other words, each one of us, I'm going to pick on Mama Coach again. When she showed me the reception area, I saw a grace that she operated in. When Ellen was showing me some things, I saw a grace that he operated in, a gift of grace. It's not their talent. It's theirs, but I'm just separating it so that you can see why we are what we are and why we're capable of doing what we're doing. So I'm going to separate it first before I give it to them. That neither one of them have no talent. They have no gift to do it. Until now, the Son distributes that gift by the will of the Father. The Father has purpose. There are things that the Son, as he gave before he ascended, he was able to do things by the Ruach, the Spirit of the Most High God. And so all he's doing is passing down what's been given to him by the Father. Okay? So apart from this grace, they have no talent. Apart from this grace, I have no talent. You have no talent. You have no gift apart from this grace. Now, as the Father bestows through the Son the gifts on us, now they become our talent. And when it becomes our talent, we better walk worthy of the vocation. Because it's not yours. It's something that has been given to each one of us by the grace of Yah. And Yah said, that I've been stored up on you through my Son, you better walk worthy of that vocation to the highest degree. Thus, we go full circle of coming back around again, full circle, where I said, I'm just blessed, man, to have people who have been given gifts by Yah and they walk worthy of that vocation. It makes it really easy when people are anointed and gifted to do what they do. Not just, I want to do this because, man, you know, I don't want to call them, man, like a specific, individual who are able to do some things because of resources, but yet all these things are being done not based upon gifts, but just based upon, I just feel like that's what I want to do. And so I was like, okay, find what you love and allow your gift to manifest in that area because that's where all of your resources are going to manifest from. That's where you're going to be the most happy. You know, all these things, once you find that place and operate within that gift that has been restored for you by the grace of Yah, that's where your happiness is. Man, if I had played pro football for all of years, I'd have been miserable. But doing what I do now and still going to get the same results, still getting the same results, it's a wonderful thing to walk in the grace that God has given. He has given each one of us, verse 7, given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Christ said, I have given you gifts, And it is the grace that allows you to walk in that measure of what I've given. And all of us have different measures of what we walk in. Okay? There's no reason for jealousy because it's not ours in the first place. In other words, what I do, I didn't pass it out. Or I didn't do anything to come up with this ability. You know, I used to trip sometimes, and the other used to always get on me every time I do it. I'd be like, man, you know, all you got to do is study. He'd be like, no, I study, but I don't see it like you, he said it. And so I had to come to the realization that that's a gift of grace upon me. Because of what I've been anointed to do, John said, I'm going to measure you something specifically for what I need to happen in the earth. So there's no reason for me to get jealous because Mama Cole's interior decorating eye is far greater than mine. I'd be a fool to sit around here and say, well, shoot, I didn't do it that great. I can do it too. I've got some taste, I've got some skills. Yeah, but it's your measure at the level by which y'all want. All of us probably can put two strings together and make a match. But is that your measure that makes that grace, or do you have the grace to do it? Because some people do it and it's like a fish swimming upstream. And some people do it, it's like a fish that's going downstream and he's stopping, eating on the way and just having a good old time, you know. Some people do things, it's like pulling teeth. Other people do things, it's just sweating. It looks easy. It is easy. Why? Because they're in the gift, the portion, the degree, as you see, measure. I have a degree. You have a degree. And what Yah's doing, those degrees even go into areas of not being limited based upon the measure by which Yah has called us to operate in these things. Because, you know, Scripture says, I believe John 3:34, somewhere up in there, that Christ had the spirit of Yah without measure. Okay? So verse 7 again says, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. We've dealt with that already, so I'm not going to spend time with verse 8 and 9. And I want to get to in 10. I'm just going to read them. We want to get to verse 11 and continue on. Now, verse 9, now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth. And we dealt with this again. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles by the grace of Yah. So that individual that he gave to be an apostle, then they don't go around saying, I'm an apostle, I'm the big dog. No, because what he has been measured to him. Ain't nothing special that he did or she did or whoever claimed to walk in that position, if it is of Yah. There's no self proclamation that puts them in a position where they're saying, because I've heard a lot of preachers say, well, you got to pay the price for this anointing. I'd be like, I ain't paid nothing, man. I wasn't even looking for it. I was over in the corner of mine in my own business trying to be a professional football player when he called me, said he called me to preach. I wasn't trying to be no preacher. I sure wasn't trying to do what we're doing. I wasn't thinking about none of that. And when I realized and finally accepted the call that I was going to be a preacher, my biggest concern was just not leading people wrong. Well, all that was necessary because of what Yah had called to do. So as he gave these gifts, in verse 11, we understand an apostle is verse 7, given, is grace given according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Some prophet, same thing. It's grace given. There's something. Go ahead.
It's one of our daily confessions. But it lines up with what we're talking about. It's Romans 12 and 3.
Okay.
Well, actually, a couple.
Okay.
12 and 3 says, for I say to the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think solely according as God has given to every man a measure of faith. Mm-hmm. So, you know, from that perspective, it's like that measure of faith coincides with the gifting that you have. So what I've come to realize is, it's from that perspective, you can't even get caught up into it yourself. Because somebody may come along with a greater measure
right.
in that area.
Right.
And from the perspective of this, we have to assess where we are and understand, okay, they're stronger in this area. They better suit it. Let them have that role and me find mine.
Right.
It's like it all comes together because, and the next verse says, for as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office. So it's like we all going to have different roles to play, right? So if somebody is better suited for one because of their gifting, you know, some of it can overlap, but somebody may come along that can do it better than you.
Right.
And according to this and how things all fit together in the body, then we just need to step out of the way and fill that role in the whole body.
And when someone doesn't want to step out of the way, it is because they're thinking highly of themselves than they are to. See, now, if I would, again, I'm going to go back to that again. If I would have been like, no, I like this function because we already got it and it, you know, it's cute. And I just think it's cute, you know, and that's the furniture I want, you know, I want. Then y'all would have been like, boy, this is not going to be an excellent because you got a measure and you only see to a certain extent, and I got somebody to see better than you do. And so I had to humble myself and was like, okay, let me make sure that I check and check before I put my foot in my mouth. That's what I told myself. Let me check before I put my foot in my mouth and said, this is what. Because I understand that what God has put around me. And because of that, it's going to cause things to be at the level by which y'all want, not what I want. Because when it's what I want, then it's me thinking of myself more highly than I ought to. Okay. Now, as we look at these same sort of, I'm just going to skip down since El Allen took us there. Let me see where it is. I'm gonna start at verse 11 again, and then I'll go down to verse 16 because that's where I really want to be to coincide with what Elder just read. Verse 11 says, right on the screen, and he gave some apostles and some prophets, some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. Why? For the perfecting of the saints. What we do, now, this is dealing with the ministry gifts that God gave, but when you look at 1 Corinthians, I believe 14 or maybe 12, I'll go there. Let me just pull it up just to make sure. It's talking about the fivefold ministry here. That's what they normally call the fivefold ministry here. Yeah, 1 Corinthians 12. We'll go to 1 Corinthians 12 too. So here's what I'll do. I'm going to put Romans 12 here since we're dealing with that first. Well, since we dealt with that, and then I have Ephesians 4, then we'll look at 1 Corinthians 12 because they're all in harmony to show that everyone has to be fitted to join, okay? Now, Ephesians 4, in the middle of the screen, 11, they gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists. You have something else? Okay, and some pastors and teachers. Why? For the perfecting of the faith. In other words, one of them doesn't necessarily do it, but although it can to a certain perspective, in other words, all of these are vitally important for the the complete furnishing of the body, the perfection, to make everything complete. These are varieties of gifts that's given in the kingdom to complete or to make us function the way that we should. For the perfection of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Why? Till we come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of Yah, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. In other words, when we walk in our gifts, then it calls the body to be perfected and mature, so that you can see Christ in the midst of us to the highest level. Now, verse 14 says that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro. In other words, when people are not operating within the gift of grace that is given, specifically these fivefold, but I'm going to show you other ones that coincide with it, then it causes confusion. It causes people to be going here and there, you know, nothing is organized, nothing is this and that. But when you start to allow people who are gifted do what they do, then things will start lining up. It's chaotic when you've got all these, you know, all these people who are doing things and not gifted to do them. It can get chaotic. And so verse 14 says that we henceforth, relating to the fivefold ministry, and we're just going to say that in verse 11, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the slate of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lay in wait to deceive. In other words, when we walk in our God-given gift, then it keeps the enemy and deception from being in the midst of the body. It perfects everyone. When everyone is in the proper places, then we strive toward perfection. We go to perfection. Then as verse 15 says, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Christ is the head. Then this is why I want to be verse 15, because it coincides with Romans 12, verse 3. So verse 16 in the middle of the screen, Romans 12, verse 3. They're in harmony. Christ is the head, as you look in verse 15. It says, from whom the whole body is fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies. In other words, when you look at a physical body, my knee joint supplies my body with what? With walking. Let's just say walking. If that knee is not functioning like it should, then the whole body is going to be hindered in walking. If the knee is not functioning, if the knee is not fitly supplying what its role is, so look at the middle of the screen, we see supplieth in verse 16. Supplieth means contribution. If my knee don't give contribution to my body, or if your knee don't give contribution to your body, your whole body gonna struggle. So he's showing us how important each gift is that Christ has given by the leading of the Father. Each one of them is so vitally important that if someone is not walking in their great God-given grace gift to walk in, then it makes the body struggle. And so that's why I was telling this individual, the reason why the body is struggling is because you have people who are not fitly joined. They're not fitly joined. They're not fitly joined. Okay? Verse 16. He talks about the body. He's talking about that Christ is the head. Now, since he's the head, Christ said, I want a body that is fitly joined to the head and all in harmony, and everybody's operating within their gift, because when that takes place, then everything is going to be supplying the body with everything that is necessary to glorify the head. From verse 16, from whom the whole body is fitly joined, we look at the word fitly. Verse 16, we just break it down. It says fitly joined together, which is all the same word. It means I'm going to look at these other ones if we have to. Original sister led to render close, join it together. Organize compactly, be fitly framed, join together. Y'all is saying the reason why my body, I'm the head, I'm perfection. Christ is the head, he's perfection. He said, but my body is wounded and crooked because it is not fitly joined, because people are not operating according to the grace that I've given them to operate in. Nobody else can do it. So whereas if I had operated in that area of putting together that reception area, I'm just going to use that for now, putting together that reception area, man, that thing would not have been fitly joined the way Christ wanted it to be fitly joined by the leading of God to represent the kingdom. People would walk in there and say, man, that's a remnant center. Oh, well. It's the remnant center. But the way this thing is going, people are going to walk in there and see the fitly joined together. They're going to be like, wow, this is a remnant center for real. Of everybody that's involved will operate according to the excellence by which God has given them as a gift. Okay? Now, verse 16, it says, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies. I'm the knee. I don't have no business at the shoulder. You know, brother-in-law and I, we work out, quite a bit. Now, he can tell you that it don't do him any good if his kneecap was on his shoulder and he's trying to do curls. Your kneecap has a whole different area, a whole different purpose than the shoulder. And so his workout wouldn't go too well if his kneecap was doing shoulder press. That's not fitly joined. The knee doesn't supply the shoulder from a perspective of doing what the shoulder does. The knee says, I'm down here with the legs, I want to supply. I'll help you walk. Well, shoulders got to help the shoulders to get that up. But I got you down bottom. I'm fitly joined here. I'm going to take care of my end, you take care of your end. And we're going to all make the head look good. They're going to be like, woo, he's strong. Okay. Again, by that which every joint supplies, according to the effectual, not just working. That's what's wrong with the body. Everybody working, it's just not effective. I want to be effective with what we're doing. I want to be so effective that we cause everybody else to be infected with the effect. I think I said this right. I want everybody to be infected with our effect. Of the effectual working in the measure of every part, making increase. We want to increase. The reason why there is no increase, and that's why I was telling this individual, the reason why there is no increase and there is no struggle is because you got the knee trying to be the shoulder. And it's not effective. Here you got me as the overseer trying to be the decorator. Not going to work. Not going to be effective. It's going to be working. It's just not going to be effective. People are going to come in and go, ooh. Instead of coming in and saying, oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, to take it a step further, I mean, understanding that we are all the body, it's like you got all these people trying to be the whole body.
Whole body.
I ain't just trying to be the shoulder, I'm trying to be it all.
Everything. Gotta be everything. And that's what's wrong with Christ's body. The body, as Elder said, you got people who are in the body and gifted to the specific thing, but they're trying to do everything. Verse 16, middle portion of the verse, which every joint supplies according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, make an increase of the body unto edifying of itself in love. Now you understand why I said, man, I feel so blessed. I feel so loved right now because of everything. My knee working right, my shoulder working right. everything right, because Yah's putting together a body that is fitted joint, and everything is in harmony, everything is working right, and it doesn't feel like it's just, you know, tall and it's fighting and fussing, and everything is just working like it's supposed to. The body is edifying itself in love. And there are people up there in the building right now that don't understand that. And they're intimidated by that. But we gonna show them how the body is supposed to work. Okay. And then verse 17, it says, This I say, therefore, testify to the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind. Okay. Now, to show that, as we look to the left of the screen, Romans 12, verse 3, and then I'm going to come out of Ephesians 4. We'll get ready to close. Romans 12, verse 3, to the right of the screen now. It says, for I say through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as Yah has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Okay? The measure of faith. Okay? Verse 4, for as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, the knee does what it does, the shoulder does what it does, I do what I do, elder do what he does, you know, so on and so forth. Verse 4, for as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same body, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and everyone members one of another. So, guess what? I need each one of you to make me look good. And each one of you need me in order to make you look good. And if we all understand that and operate in our gifts to the highest degree, then we're going to look showing up good. And the head is going to be showing up proud. What he's requiring out of us. Okay? Verse 6 says, having then gifts differing according to the grace. It comes right back around again. Having a gift differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministry, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation. You know, some people don't need to be an usher because they grouchy and mean and all. Sit over there. No, you can't sit right there. I said sit over there. No, you don't need to be over there. You don't have the gift to do it. Then you have songs. You come in there and be saying, child, can you sit where you want to, girl? It don't even matter. I don't even care. My feet hurting. I don't even care what you said. Pray the Lord, just sit on down. We don't mind where you sit in here. Then you got everybody crowding up on one side and stuff all unorganized. Why? Because that person is not gifted to be in that exhaustion position. We want people gifted everywhere. And if a person is not gifted, then it causes the whole body to be crippled.
The goal is to get the most gifted person in whatever the position is.
Whatever that position is. You know, I used to do everything back in the day because we would just get sought out. I used to pick people up, preschool, take them back home, you know, go back and pick them up again, preschool, take them back home, and finally people started coming in that were gifted. They were like, look, bro. You can't be preaching these folks driving the van and pick them up and take them back home, too. Give me the key. Wait a minute, but I like taking them. No, give me the key. You got gifted to do it. You about to fall out. Okay, let me humble myself and hear the key. Okay. Verse 8, or he that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth, when you look at simplicity, let's just deal with that word just to make sure. Do it with simplicity, singleness, without dissimulation, self-seeking. In other words, when we give, you know, we just have people that love to give and got a pure heart to do it, and we don't care about, you know, all the notoriety and things like that. We just do it from a simplicity standpoint. He that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly, affectionate one to another with brotherly love and honor, preferring one another. Okay, not slothful in business. You know, handling things, fervent in spirit, serving Yah, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation. These are gifts and things like that that Yah is saying. You got to have people that are able to be this way. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of the saints, giving the hospitality. Not everybody can do that. Remember the usher we were talking about. Bless them which persecute you. Bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. Now, as you look at 2 Corinthians 12, it's still in harmony with the same thing to show you that these things are gifts. Now, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are diversities of administration, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations. All these are gifts. So it's just not, okay, well, the past is gifted. The apostle is gifted. Yah says administration should be gifted. Operations should be gifted. All these things should have gifting according to the grace that I've given to my body. You got somebody saying, Pastor, can I be over the finance department? Cane camp. Not even get to the camp. Count to 10. 1, 2, 7, 5. You count like Zoe, you know. Zoe at least gets to 10, you know. But I don't understand why you don't want to let me be over the finance part because, you know, I just feel like, you know, I'm just trying to help. That's why I'm gifted. I handle our finances. Put your life part out. You live your life out, but you want to handle the finance.
It may be why they want
to. Pray they like the other. The most time that is what it is.
I can't
have
a money at home, so maybe you have a yours.
I just think I'll control the money because I got other plans, you know. And so that's why all of these different things that we see in the scripture, and we'll just look at it when we get ready to close it, we don't have anything else. Verse 7, okay, I'm going to go down to verse 7. Now, look at differences of administrations. Administrations here says attendance as a servant, service, teacher, technical. You know, when Elder first came, he was like, man, what kind of internet you got? You know, I was getting on dial-up. And what happened about it? We can't have dial-up where we going. What's wrong with it? I take care of it. What I had to do, humble myself. Now I be like, this ain't fast enough. But, you know, if he hadn't come along, we'd been still on dial-up. Everybody would have been just hearing what I'm saying now 2 hours later.
You'd have been loving
it. You know. So administration, all these things, man, office, relief, service, that's administration. Operations, you look at verse 6, it says, an effect, working. So that means there are varieties of things where people are gifted in, and Yah is going to continue to have those people manifest and be a part of the ministry, and just Yah is going to add these type of ministries to the church. Now, verse 6 again says there are diversities of operations, but it's the same Yah which worketh all in all. See, Christ is the one who distributes the gift according to the Spirit of Yah, but yet the Father Yah is the source by which all these gifts stem from. It says, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. Go ahead and deal with that first.
So which is in line with what we talked about, you know, in the other scripture in Romans 12. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, all these things are working for the benefit of everybody, right?
Right.
It's not like just the benefit of me because I'm the head,
right?
Or the benefit of me because I'm the eye, whatever it is.
Uh-huh.
All these things are working together to benefit everybody,
right? And that's what's vitally important for us to understand as we continue to to grow and all these things. Understand, y'all, you know, we're going to continue to grow, and you're going to see more and more people that God's going to send to operate in these different offices. And we're going to have the wisdom enough to know when somebody is a need. And we just was a crutch until that knee came in. You know, we was a crutch, keep it up. Now the knee has come in, let the crutch, we put the crutch down now. We got a healthy leg to walk on now. And so that's what we're going to have to learn how to do. And we all have to have the wisdom enough to yield and to humble ourselves and to yield when these gifted people continue to come in to be in unity with you who are already gifted. And we can see some wonderful things take place as far as ministry sometimes. Yah is developing something that for his kingdom. Okay. And this is how we're going to have to operate. Okay. Again, it's a blessing. Me, I'm so excited, man, you know, that all these gifts and talents are around me, man. I'm like, man, everything is going to be excellent, man. I get to listen to them talking about the daycare. I mean, I'll be like, man, that joke won't be off the chain. We're going to have the best daycare that exists. Not one of the best that exists. When I listen to the stuff they say, I'll be like, shit. And nobody's going to be able to touch how it operates. You know? And so every facet of it, the banquet hall, the business portion of our ministry, the job creation, the dealing with the battered women and the elderly, you know, the elderly people, the departments and things that we're going to have to deal with, all these different facets of ministry. It's going to be people that are gifted and passionate, and they have the grace to walk in that those areas. One thing, I'm going to close after this. One thing, if you don't have anything else, tell me. One thing I admire about my youngest daughter, Delana, she'll tell you in a minute, no, daycare is not my, that is not what I've got kids. I don't get it. That ain't my aunt that give me, you know, I like numbers and stuff like that, you know. That's what I do. You know, you be sitting there and you get to talk about how much stuff costs. She over there in her head. It doesn't hand you the paper, what everything costs. You just fill up there all that number. That's some area she loves. She's like, no, daycare is not for me. No, put me somewhere else. I am not gifted in it. I can do it, but I'm not gifted. I'd be a crush until somebody who's gifted to come along. You know? And we all have to realize that. It's okay to be the crutch until somebody comes along with the actual jointly fit supply it to make it work better. Realize that, you know, and allow Yah to do what he's doing with his ministry. Okay. All right. Do you have anything else?
No.
Okay. Anyone else have anything before we close? We good?
I do.
Okay, go ahead.
I just want to testify a little bit.
Okay, go ahead.
You know, I got saved, let's see, 50-some years ago. I've been saved over half my life, trying to walk upright before the Lord from my youth. And everywhere, every church that I've ever been at, with the exception of the very first one, you know, when I first got saved, it's always been like I've had these gifts to give, but I could relate to so much you were saying, Pastor, because I always felt like if I can do something well and I do it well, it's only going to make the leader look better. I'm not looking for any light to shine on me, because anybody knows me, I'm a background person work. You don't ever have to call my name or do none of that. But some people are intimidated by the gifts that you have. And so it's like all my life I've been chomping at the bits to do what I'm allowed to do now for the first time in my life, and I'm 65 years old. I feel like I'm doing what God has given me to do. He's blessed me with many gifts, talents, and abilities, but I've never been able to use them until now. And I'm honored to do it. And I feel blessed to do it. And I've always said, all that I have and all that I am is only by the grace of God. And for everything that he's given me, I give back to him in service. And so you talk about you were excited today. It's like I couldn't hardly do the rest of the stuff I need to have been doing for, you know, working on all this kind of stuff. And I just believe it's just going to be awesome when God gets through with it. And if I can be a vessel that he uses to do that, then I'm just glad. No praise for me, no accolades. It's all about him. And you know, for everything that that's conceived in my heart and mind that I do, it's because he put it there, and he's the one that's bringing it to fruition.
Amen. You know, and that's the approach that we all will leave here tonight. And not saying that we haven't taken that, but that's our focal point from this point on. That we are doing something because we've been gifted to do it, but we're going to do it to the best of our ability because we are honoring the head, Christ. And these gifts have been bestowed upon us to edify the kingdom of Yah and to be an honor to the head, Christ, who is the head of the body. And that's what we're doing, and we're going to continue to do it. And when people come in that place, they will indeed be coming in the remnant. They're going to see excellence when they come in there, everywhere, from top to bottom. And that's what Yah has called us to do. Okay? Anybody else? We good? Okay. Father, Yah, we just bless your name again as you've given us an even clearer understanding on our purpose, the gifts, why you have given those gifts to us by your grace. It is to first of all honor you and to honor Christ as the head of us, who is his body. And we do declare that we have the gifts, and we're coming into our own from the understanding of what those gifts are. And we're getting in our place and places, and we're fitly joined to cause the body to be edified to the highest degree. And we bless you for that. In the name of Yahushua, we do pray. Amen.
Yeah.